MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Faulness. We finally made it. Week one of the NFL football season starts tomorrow night with the Patriots in Seattle to face the Seahawks. As for the Vikings, their week one opponent is the Packers. That's coming up Sunday afternoon from U.S. Bank Stadium, a chance for Packers head coach Matt LaFleur to see Vikings quarterback Kyler Murray for the first time in purple.
It is a challenge, and I think I've got a lot of respect for Kyler and his ability, like I just mentioned, his ability to play on schedule or off schedule. He's got a great arm. He's super elusive. I think every year is a new challenge. You got new pieces, new players. Certainly, we have new coaches, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So every year is a new challenge.
The Golden Gopher football team is preparing for a Week 2 meeting against Mississippi State on Saturday afternoon. A tough matchup as PJ Fleck welcomes in a Power 4 opponent.
I think for college football, I think it's really healthy for that. Absolutely. I think that's fun. I think it's exciting. I think it's great for the fans. I think when you look at the parity, does everybody do it and everybody doesn't do it? I think that's the issue. Are you punished for it or are you rewarded for it? And there's been so many things and talks when people get to the CFP. Is it strength of schedule? Is it not? It used to be strength of schedule. Now it isn't. It was going to be strength of schedule, but then it wasn't. Or whatever it is, I mean, those are the things that I think we have to get our arms around.
First time in 65 years, the Gophers will host an SEC opponent. In baseball, the Twins faced the Tigers once again tonight in Detroit. Yesterday, they were edged 5-4, but got Joe Ryan back on the mound for the first time in more than a month.
Yeah, get some stuff dialed this week, and I just felt like it took a turn, and things felt a lot better. And pregame, I knew it was going to be pretty good. The last couple of days, I just felt a lot more consistent, so that was really reassuring.
They get Joe Ryan back, but they still lose, and they've now dropped four of their last five. Game two of the series is tonight at 5:40 from Detroit. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.